Okay, good morning. Welcome back to our Thursday morning shiur at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Getting Erev Shabbos to all. So it's the last week, it's the last parsha of Sefer Bereishis. Shabbat Chazak. I feel like Bereishis just started and now it's ending, and it's just a reminder of how fast time goes, but also how much there is to learn from the lives of the patriarchs and the matriarchs. So today's topic is really centered around, today's shiur is really centered around a matter that's very, very close to my heart, and I'm sure close to the hearts of many of you who are joining today, whether in person or on Zoom. So we are going to open up the Chumash, please, to the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. If you have the same Chumash as me, because you took it from the back shelf, it's page 268, just to be easy. Page 268. Okay? The beginning of Parshas Vayechi, right in the beginning. Parak Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Chas. Just turn to the first Pasuk in Vayechi, please. Okay? Page 268 from the Chumashim in the back. Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. And Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years. Vayechi Yimei Yaakov Shnei Chayav. And it was the days of Yaakov, the years of his life. Shava Shanim Ve'arbao Mima'a Shana. So Yaakov is 147 years old. Vayechuvu Yimei Yisrael Lamud. And the days of Israel came close to die. So Yaakov understands that he's on his deathbed and he's about to die. Vayechua Livno Yosef. And he called to his son Yosef, Vayomerlo, and he said, Imna matzati chen be'enacha, please, if I have found favor in your eyes, Simna yadcha tachas yurechi, please put your hand under my thigh, and you shall do with me chasad ve'emera. Why is it called that? Because the chasad that you do with the deceased is the ultimate chasad of truth. There is no hope for repayment. Latashlum gemur. They're not going to pay you back. You shall do with me a true and eternal kindness. Al na sikbereini b'mitzrayim. Do not bury me in Egypt. So even though they were living in the land of Goshen, and Yaakov was the viceroy for many years, and he was there for 17 years, Yaakov, what is his final and dying request? It could have been many things. It was, do not bury me in Egypt. Why does he not want to be buried in Egypt? So Rashi says, Sofa liyod afarakinim, I'm just quoting Rashi, you can follow along with me. The end is that the dust will all turn to lice by the maka of kinim. Umirachashin tachas gufi, they will be crawling and creeping under my body. So one reason he doesn't want to be buried there is because of the plague of lice. Furthermore, v'she'ein misei chutzal aretz chayim ela b'tzar gilgo mechilos, because by the time of Tchias HaMesim, those who are misei chutzal aretz will not come back to life, only through the pain of rolling through the tunnels. At the time of Tchias HaMesim, those who died in chutzal aretz will have to roll through the tunnels, however exactly we understand that, and that is how they will resurrect, but those in Eretz Yisrael will have a more direct resurrection. And the third reason, v'shelo yasuni mitzrayim avodas kochavim, so that they should not make me into a deity, so that the Egyptians should not make me into a god. So where do I want to be buried? V'shachavdi imavosai unisasani mitzrayim ukivartani bikvurasam. And I want to lay with my fathers, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Adam and Isha, Ukvarsani Bikvurasam, I want to be buried in their grave, which takes us back to the Ma'arad HaMachpelah, the purchase in Perachav Gimel. Vayomer, and Yosef said, Anochi Esa Kedvarecha, I will do like your word. Vayomer, and he said, Hishavali, swear to me, Vayishavalo, and it's not enough that you just say you'll do it, you have to take an oath. Why? It's not that Yaakov didn't trust Yosef, but Yaakov didn't trust Paro, and he knew that unless it was administered under oath, Paro would respect a dying man's last, the oath you took to a dying man in his last will and testimony. But if you just say, I have to do this, Paro might not agree. And he said, swear to me, and he swore to him, Ve'ishtachu Yisrael arosh hamita. And Israel prostrated towards the head of a bed. So we see that Yaakov's last dying request is, even though by Hashkacha Pratis and divine will, I was forced to live my final years here in Mitzrayim, this is not my place, and I want to be buried with my forefathers in the their grave, which is of course in Chevron the Marat HaMachpelah. And then if you turn to the end of Vayechi, that's the very beginning of Vayechi. And what is the very end of Vayechi? Page 288, just to make it easy. For those at home, you started right in the beginning of Vayechi, and now you're going right to the end of Vayechi. Excuse me. So right at the end of Perek, this is really nice. I think this is the largest in-person attendance since, right, Chani, it is. This is Kenat Shachianu v'Kiyumanu v'Gianu l'Zman Hazeh. This is the largest in-person attendance since pre-COVID. It is so nice to see. Kenai Nahar, wow. Those who are joining on Zoom, obviously, Baruch Hashem, you can join from other places as well. So really, Allah Hagdil Torah La'adira, wow. So, now we went to the end. That was the beginning of Vayechi. So what's the beginning of Vayechi? Mitzrayim is not my place. Carry me out of here. Don't leave me here. And now let's go to the very end of Vayechi. Pasachav Beis. Okay? Perek Nun, chapter 50, Pasachav Beis. Vayeshev Yosef b'Mitzrayim hu u'beis aviv. Yosef dwelled in Egypt. So right at the end of Perek Memtes, Yaakov dies. Final Pasuk. Perek Nun, he is embalmed. There's mourning. They take him up. They bury him in the Marat HaMachpelah. They come back. The brothers say, you know, please be nice to us. Father said, don't be angry at us. Yosef said, what are you talking about? I'm not going to be mad at you. And now they're dwelling in Egypt. And Yosef dwelled in Egypt, he and his father's household. Vayechi Yosef me'ah ve'esar shanim, and Yosef lived for 110 years. Vayar Yosef le'Ephraim b'nei Shilshem. Yosef saw through Ephraim a third generation. Gam b'nei Machir ben Menashe yuldu al birkei Yosef. So there's Yosef, Menashe, Machir, and the children of Machir on the knees of Yosef. Vayomer Yosef elachav, and look at this. Vayechi begins with, when I die, don't leave me here, carry me out, said Yaakov. And look at Yosef's dying request. Yosef Alachav, Yosef says to his brothers, Anochi mate, guess what? I'm about to die. Elokim pakod yivkod etchem, and Elokim will surely remember you. Vaha'ala etchem mina aretz ozo. You will be taken out of this wretched land. Ala aretz asher nishba la'avram liyitzchak uliyakov. God will take you to the eretz chemda tovu rechava sheratzisa v'hichalta lavoseinu. Vayashba, like his father before him, Hishavali, swear to me, said Yaakov. Vayashba Yosef is b'nei Yisrael. Lemar. And Yosef made the children of Israel take an oath, saying, Pakod yivkod Elokim etchem, God will surely remember you. Vaha'alitam et atzmotayim. He said, do not leave me here. When you get out, you must take my etzem, my essence, my bones up with you. And Yosef died at the age of 110 years, and he was embalmed. Vayisim ba'arn b'mitzrayim. He was put in a coffin in Egypt. And with that, we close Bereishis. Chazak, chazak, may we be strong, may we be strong, we need chazak, and may we be strengthened. So when I was deciding what to talk about, it's fascinating and compelling and important to point out that Sefer Bereishis begins with the topic of Eretz Yisrael, and Sefer Bereishis concludes with the topic of Eretz Yisrael. And if we look right in, it's a famous Rashi, we've discussed it before for different reasons, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. So right in the beginning, no pun intended, get it? Okay. Bereishis bara Elokim Esa Shamayim V'Esa Aretz. Go back to the beginning. First Rashi on Chumash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Lo hayat tzarich lahascha satorah ela me'chodesh hazalacham shehi mitzvah rishona shenitztavu bo Yisrael. The Torah is not a storybook. It's not Mother Goose and Grimm. It's not fairy tales. It's not Pixar Animation Studio. Why are you starting from Bereishis? The Torah only tells me things I need to know. So you should start with the mitzvahs. Torah, from the word hora'ah, instruction. It's a book of instruction. It's a law book. So you should tell me. Perek Yud Beis, Psukim Aleph through Beis. And Parshas Bo, God spoke to Moshe on in the land of Egypt, saying, this month is for you the first of the months, when the moon looks like this, so you make a Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi says, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah should have started from a Chodesh Hazalachem. That is the first mitzvah that Knesset Yisrael was commanded. If the Torah is a law book of instruction for how we're supposed to live our lives, so start with the first mitzvah. Umatam, Pasach Bibereshus. Why are you starting with the story of creation? It's a fairy tale, it's a story, Chas V'Shalom. What do I need to know this for? Mishum Koach Ma'as. Of Higid La'amo, the taste, the ham, Nachas Goim. The strength, the koach mass of the power and might of his deeds. He told his nation to give them an inheritance amongst the nations. She'im yamru umas ha'olam liYisrael listim atam. If the nations of the world come along and say, "You are thieves, you are robbers," shekavashtem artzot shivagoyim, because you conquered and you captured and you stole our land. Sounds familiar. Haim amim, the Bnei Yisrael will be able to say, "Kol ha'arshel kosh baruch hu." What are you talking about? I remember Bereshis Baralakim. Hashem created the whole world. The whole world and the whole earth belongs to God. Hu bara, God created it. V'nasna l'asher yasher be'enav. At the time, He gave it to whoever He wanted to give it to. Birtzono nasna lahem. Ubirtzono natla mehem. V'nasna lanu. When it was good for God and He saw according to His divine plan that those nations should get the land, those nations got the land. And then when it was good for the divine plan and His infinite wisdom to take it away from them, He took it away from them and He gave it to us. So we see that Torah begins with Inyan Eretz Yisrael, and Bereshis begins with Inyan Eretz Yisrael, and Bereshis similarly ends with knowing where our place is and knowing where our land is. And I told it to you before, I specifically remember telling it to you, that Rabbi Zev Lev says on this Rashi, I heard Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg say a similar comment, but I'm going to quote Rabbi Zev Lev. Rabbi Zev Lev said, "What is this Rashi and who is it for? Did anyone ever stand up at the United Nations," said Rabbi Zev Lev, "and say, 'Wait a minute, you say we stole the Palestinian land, but Zukt Rashi, Rashi says, Kolach Masav, He Gid La'amo, the Teid Lem, Nachas Kaim, it's ours.'" And then at the UN, they're going to say, "Oh, you should have told us that 70 years ago. All the problems are finished with. It's your land." So what is this Rashi and what is it teaching us? So Rabbi Zev Lev pointed out the answer is Koach Masav Higid La'amo. The pasuk that Rashi quotes from Tehillim is not just about Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly right. Koach Masav Higid La'amo. God is telling us about the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. God is telling us about chavivin Eretz Yisrael mikol artzot. God is telling us to be proud of Eretz Yisrael and to know where our land is and where we ultimately belong. So this is what we are going to be looking at sources today related to this topic of inyan chashivas Eretz Yisrael and the importance of Eretz Yisrael. And I think certainly in my life, and I think perhaps in the history of the state of Israel, this is the first time that the B'nai Chutz La'aretz, for almost 2 years, with some exceptions and a lot of bureaucracy, Rachmana Litzlan, like Rabbi Reisman Shlita said, right in the beginning of the pandemic, Rabbi Reisman Shlita said, a wall has gone up between us and Eretz Yisrael, and we're on the wrong side of the wall. That's a direct quote from almost 2 years ago. I remember it clearly. A wall has gone up between us and Eretz Yisrael, and we are on the wrong side of the wall. And Yaakov said, "Don't leave me here. Swear to me." And Yosef said, "Don't leave me here. Swear to me." So we will now go to the first source on our handout. For the people at home, I will be screen sharing. This is really so nice. Holy moly. It's Mamash Achiyanu V'Kimanu V'Igyanu L'Zman Hazeh. Wow. It almost feels like when the world was not so crazy. And wow, pre-pandemic. Okay, for the people at home, I need to see who I could actually see. Paul Spodek, I could see you. Could you see my screen? Dasa Kanim? Yes, thank you very much. So like I mentioned when at the beginning, we haven't had a handle for quite a few weeks here, but you do need it. Please take it if you don't have one. So let us go to our handout. So this year is really structured and inspired by what we see is the patriarch's great love for Eretz Yisrael and the importance of Eretz Yisrael. Just going to begin before we get to the sources, a pasuk that's not on your handout, but it's a famous pasuk regarding God's concern and hashkacha and love for Eretz Yisrael, which is in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, when the Torah there describes Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa, Tamid Eine Hashem Elokecha Ba, Meresh Yisashana, Vad Ach Vashana. Eretz Yisrael is a land, Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa. She is a land that God seeks out. Tamid Eine Hashem Elokecha Ba. God's eyes are always upon this land. Meresh Yisashana, from the beginning of the year, Ad Ach Vashana, to the end of the year. So now let us start with the Das Kenim, Mibalei Tosfos. It says on the top of your hand, Das Kenim, Bereshis 47:29, Memzain. I close my Chumash. That's because I don't have so much room here for everything, but that was a mistake, and I'm going to open it again. One moment, please. Oh, 47:29, okay? Okay, so going back to the beginning of Vayechi, okay? So we're in the beginning of Vayechi, page 268. We were at the end of Vayechi, and then we were in the beginning of Bereishis. And now we go back to the beginning of Vayechi. Okay, so Yaakov dwelled in Egypt for 17 years, and he was 147 years old. His days come close to dying. He calls his son Yosef, and he says, if I found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh, and you shall do with me chesed ve'emes. So Rashi says about chesed ve'emes, I told it to you outside before. Chesed she'osin im ha'mesim hu chesed shal emes, she'enu mitzapel etashlum gmul. I quoted it outside before. The chesed that you do with the deceased is really the truest or purest kindness, because you don't anticipate being paid back by the person in the caver. Somewhere in the back of your mind, if you do chesed for another person, somewhere in the back of your mind, you might think, I did for you this time, next time you'll do for me. When it comes to chesed shal emes, that person is never paying you back. Let's look at the Das Kanim. So what does the Das Kanim have to say? Vasisa imadi chesed v'emes, klomar, meaning to say, emes sha'ata chayiv l'kvareini. It is true that you are mechuyav kibur ava'im, and also even not, it will be a mace mitzvah. If there's a Jew who is deceased and there's no one to bury him, so somebody has to step up to the plate and accept the mitzvah of burying this person. So it is true that you are chayiv to bury me, you're obligated to bury me, your father. Aval ein chayiv l'kvareini be'aretz Kanaan. You're not chayiv to bury me in Eretz Kanaan. There are many, many halakha yidden in Europe, in Canada, in the United States, in Egypt. There are many halakha yidden who are not buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov is saying it is an emes. What is chesed shal emes? That's what Das Kanim is addressing here. The emes aspect is it's emes that you're chayiv to bury me. However, you are not chayiv to bury me in the land of Canaan. Lakach, therefore, ani mefayes oscheshe tasai imadi chesed, the emes. Therefore, I'm asking that you temper the emes, which is that you have to bury me, with a measure of chesed, which is going beyond what you have to do. Lifni mishuras hadin, should do with me chesed, the emes, the titarech, the kvareini, the sham. And I'm going to put a tircha on you. I am putting an inconvenience. I don't want, you know, usually you say something, I don't want to be matriach you. If you can, oh, now I want to be matriach. One of the boys, I prepare them a healthy snack. So I gave an orange that I just put slits in the peel without peeling the whole thing. So my son said, I don't want to be matriach mommy, but maybe could mommy peel it for me because the slits weren't deep enough. That just happened last night. So could you do lahavdil of alfa yavdal? So chesed v'emes, it's emes that you have to bury me, but I'm asking you to do it with a chesed, which is don't leave me in this land, because you could give me kvar Yisraelis in this land. Also, there are plenty of gedolim who are buried in the Queens, I forget what it's called, the Beis HaKfaris in Queens. So do a chesed v'emes. Emes, you have to bury me. Chesed, go beyond what you have to do and be matriach to bury me there. Okay, so that's on Vasisa midi chesed v'emes. How does Pasuk Chavtas end? Al nasik bereini b'mitzrayim. Do not bury me in Egypt. So let's look at what Rabbeinu Bachya has to say. Al nasik bereini b'mitzrayim. Bakesh mimeno shnei dvarim. Yaakov was asking Yosef for two things. One, shelo yikvaruno b'mitzrayim. That's one. Don't bury me in Egypt. The second bakasha was, v'sha yikvaruno b'eretz Yisrael. Well, the first thing I'm asking you is, don't leave me in this land of exile. And the second thing I'm asking you is, bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Shelo yikvaruno b'mitzrayim. Why? Shelo yasu mitzrayim avodah zarah. He should not be buried in Egypt because he doesn't want to be made into a deity. One of the same reasons why lo yada ish es kfuraso ad hayamazah. We don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried because it would become a shrine. It would become an avodah zarah. And we do not worship anybody, even someone as great as Moshe and even someone as great as Yaakov. We don't worship anybody except the Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was afraid if he was left in Egypt, the Egyptians would make him a deity. When he came down to Egypt, the famine stopped. When he came down in year 2, when Yosef was 39, the famine ceased. So he brought great brachas and great miracles. It was supposed to be 7 years, 5 more years. The Nilus overflowed, and there started to be agriculture again. So he's afraid if he's left there that he'll be made into a deity. But why? Shaharei Kishem Shen Nifran. The Rabbein Bechaya adds a very interesting element. Shaharei Kishem Shen Nifra'in Min Ha'ovdim, Kach Nifra'in Min Ha'nevdim. I found this can be very interesting. One second. So, yes, of course, if we make Aliyah, we're not on the wrong side of the wall, 100%. Shaharei Kishem Shen Nifran Min Ha'ovdim, Kach Nifran Min Ha'nevdim. Why didn't he want it to be made into a deity? Not only because he doesn't want anyone worshipping him, because that is Kofrus, but just like God was going to exact retribution at the time of the plagues from those who worship idols, he was going to exact retribution from the idols, the Avodah Zarah themselves. Kishem shenifram min ha'ovdim, kach nifram min ha'na'avdim. Just like God would exact retribution from those who worship, so too he would exact retribution from those who were worshipped. And the proof of that is Shemos Parshas Bo, Ubechal Elohei Mitzrayim Esa Shvatim. God didn't just say the Egyptians will be punished, but I will also do judgments against their gods. Small g, of course. So therefore, Yaakov said, I don't want to be buried here. I'm made into a god. And then Chas V'Shalom, there will be punishment and judgment against me at the time of the Makos. So that's number one. V'shiyik Baruno Be'eretz Yisrael. And that Yosef should arrange his burial in the Holy Land. L'fisha Ha'avos. I was so, you know, when I was preparing Shir, so I really wanted to find sources that were about Inyanei Eretz Yisrael, because it's so obvious how Bereishis begins and how Bereishis ends, and what's the message for us. Lefi, I should have bolded or underlined this for you. I didn't, so you could do it for yourself if you're keeping your handout. These handouts have shamos. Okay, whatever. I mean, maybe I do have the time, but I don't really feel I have the time to start taking out all the shamus, okay? So if you're taking it home, good. Keep it with your notes. Just be aware that they have shamus. Lefisha ha'avos ta'avim u'mechababim kivuras Eretz Yisrael. The patriarchs desire, and they love, it's dear to them, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Lefisha hi Eretz kedusha mechaperas ha'avonos. Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to bold this in my own notes, and if you want to, you could underline this. Why do they desire, and it's dear to them, kavura be'Eretz Yisrael? Lefisha hi Eretz kedusha. It's not the same as United States, and it's not the same as Canada, or Australia, or Egypt, or Germany. It's totally different land. Lefisha hi Eretz kedusha. It is a holy land. Mechaperas ha'avonos. It atones for sin. So the Adama of Eretz Yisrael itself is mechaper avonos. Ke'inyan shekasuv, like the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, ha'am hayoshev banosei avon. I gave it to you in your footnote. The people that dwells therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. So the people who dwell in the land will be forgiven for their sins. So the gedolim and the avos understand that this land has an extreme degree of kedusha that is not in other lands. V'kisiv, and furthermore, it says in Devarim at the end of Hazinu, v'chiper ad kmaso amo. The land will ultimately atone for his people. So there is a difference in the land itself. It's not dirt here and dirt there. It's dirt here and kedusha there. And I saw, I don't remember which source, when I was preparing, that there is a custom. Is this still done? Is this true that they put some dirt of Eretz Yisrael into the kever when a person is bearing chutzaret? Some of you are saying yes. Yes. Okay, so I saw that brought down. So you see that even someone buried in chutz la'aretz should have some of that Eretz Kedusha with them in their final journey. V'sham shar hashamayim. Furthermore, why do they love the land? Why do they desire to be buried in the land? Because number one, it's Eretz Kedosha. Number two, it's mechaperas ha'avonos, like we just quoted from Yeshayahu and Hazinu. Number three, v'sham shar hashamayim. V'kanes hatfilos v'hakarbanos. They understand that this is the gateway to heaven. What does Yaakov say by his famous dream? Hine zabeis alokim v'zeh shar hashamayim. Achein, I'm saying the pasuk out of order. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yodati. God is in this very place. This is the gateway to heaven. This is the shar hashamayim, parachav ches v'yetzi. This is the gateway to heaven. And if it's the gateway to heaven, likanes hatfilos va'karbanos, it's the place where in heaven, if it's the gateway, so the prayers and the offerings, the karbanos, go straight up. And for anyone here who has a loved one who is zocha to kavura, not only Yisraelis, but kavura in Eretz Yisrael, this shir should really be mechazik for you, should be a big chizik for you, and a big nechama for you, and knowing that that person is really zocha to their final resting place, not only kavura Yisraelis, but kavura Eretz Yisraelis, for reasons that you are seeing as we are learning. The haneshamas hazochos nichnisos derach sham v'shuvus l'shorosham. And the souls that are zocha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, enter through that way, meaning the gateway into heaven, v'shavos l'shar hasham, and they return to their roots. So it's a direct connection to the Shar HaShamayim. It is a holy land. It atones for our sins. It's the place where our tefillos and korbanos directly relate and enter. And those souls are able to enter immediately to the Shar HaShamayim through the Shar HaShamayim, and they return to their roots. Al kein hatzadikim misavim lamus be'aretz Yisrael. So here the Das Kainim, the Rabbeinu Bachya asked something else. Al kein tzadikim misavim lamus be'aretz Yisrael. Therefore, the tzadikim desire to die in Eretz Yisrael. Kidei shetimtza hanefesh hachachma pesach pasuach. So also, when they are in Eretz Yisrael, the nefesh, the soul, with wisdom will find an opening, and it will not need to be matriach to roll, which we already saw in Rashi, and Rashi's quoting Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. So you see how many benefits there are to the deceased, the nifter, to being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, they understand with wisdom, and there's an opening, and immediately they will, whatever exactly it means, I don't exactly understand how Tchiyas HaMesim will happen, but it's kind of the Ikari Amuna that it will happen. How? I'm not exactly sure. But those from Chutz Arts will have to be Matriach to roll. V'od. Furthermore, not only will they have an easier journey with the resurrection, which is, means it will be easier for that body to come back alive without having to roll through the tunnels, but they will be alive first. They will be resurrected first from the time of the Yemos HaMashiach. Aval Masei Chutz La'aretz Einam Chayim Ela Al Yidei Tzar Gilgul Mechilos. But those who are in Chutz La'aretz will only come back to life through the pain of rolling through the tunnels. So there are clearly many benefits not only to living in Eretz Yisrael, but there are clearly many benefits to dying in Eretz Yisrael and also being buried in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure that you all saw that Li'el Namdar, Allah HaShalom, Tezecha Baruch, was taken to Eretz Yisrael, and she was buried on Monday evening in the Holy Land. So there is clearly, even if a Jew is not Zocha, for whatever reason, to live in Eretz Yisrael, there is a tremendous Maila, and the Rabbeinu Bechai starts to tell us that it is from the Avos. He writes that Lafisha Ha'avos Ta'avim Umechavavim Kvuras Eretz Yisrael, as we see clearly from Yaakov's last request, and that is mimicked in Yosef's last request. So now we go to the next pasuk, pasuk Lamed. Vishachavti, what time is it? Vishachavti im avosai. It's on the bima. There's a handout on the bima. Vishachavti im avosai. I will lay with my forefathers. Unisasani min bitrayim. What does he want? Carry me out of here. Ukivartani bekvurasam in the Maros HaMachpelah that Avram bought for 400 silver shekel back in Parachov Gimel from Ephron. Bury me there. Vayomar nochi esa kidvaracha. And Yosef says, I will do like your word. What exactly is Yosef saying? So the first way we explained way back in the beginning of this year is that Yaakov does not trust Paro, so it's not enough that Yosef says, I'll do it. Yaakov makes him take an oath so Paro can argue. But the Das Kainim is going to give a different reason why you see two times that Yosef agrees. First he says, I will do like you say, Pasuk Lamed, and then in Pasuk Lamed, Aleph, swear to me, and he swore to him. So if he was going to make him take an oath that he would do what he promised to do under oath. So what is Anochi Asa Kidvaracha? I will do like your word. What exactly? Is there a different dimension here to what Yosef is saying when he says, I will do like your word? So now let's look at the Das Kanim. It says on your sheet 4730. Okay. Mem Zayin Lamid, Anochi Asa Kidvaracha, Medrash. There's a Medrash. Kishem Sha'ata Mitzavuni, just like you, Yaakov, are commanding me, Yosef. Kach Ani Mitzavela Achai, so too I will command my brothers. Anochi Asa Kidvaracha means what you are doing in instructing me, I will do in instructing my brothers. Anochi Asa Kidvaracha, I will imitate your final instructions, and they will become my final instructions. Am I explaining it clearly? Anochi Asa Kidvaracha, according to this Pshat Das Kanim, doesn't mean I will bury you in Hebron, in the Maran HaMachpelah. It means I will mimic your final instructions. Your last will and testament is to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Anochi Asa Kidvaracha, I will do the same. That will be my last will and testament, which then means Hishava Liva Yishava Lo refers to the actual execution of the act. So the first Asa Kidvaracha is I will give the same final instructions. Vayishavalo, I will swear to you that I ensure that this will be done. Just like you command me, I will command my brothers at the time of my death to carry me out of here, like we saw at the end of Parshas Vayechi. The Cain Metzinu, and so we have found, Amar Lachiv, Hitaka said to his brothers, Pakol Yivkod Elokim Eschem, right at the end of Perek Nun, the final verses of Sefer Bereishis, Yosef says to his brothers, God will surely redeem you, V'ha'ala Eschem min ha'aretz hazos, he will take you out of this land, El ha'aretz asher nishba, to the land that he swore to our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So he said the same thing. V'nir lomar, and it appears to be that it is good. Okay, I'll give it to you in your footnote. Ha de Peirush Rashi beve'elash kmos, like Rashi says in ve'elash kmos. Shasiman za masur biyada miyaku miyosef. They had a secret password. The Jewish slaves had a secret password as they sojourned through the years of Shibud Mitzrayim. What was the secret password? Pakod yifkod. They knew, passed down from Yosef, that was Yosef's dying words. V'alokim pakod yifkod eschem. When someone came to the scene and said, I'm the Redeemer, it had to be with the secret password. Otherwise, it was a false Messiah. At some point in the future, they knew that the Goel would come, the Goel being Moshe Rabbeinu. If he used the secret password, then they knew that it was MS. So, look for a minute on your footnote. Okay? That's from, it's next week's Parsha. Mamish next week's Parsha. Okay? Next week's Parsha, but skip a couple hundred years. Okay? Shemos Paragim Up, Sukim Tas Zayin through Yod Ches. It's on your handout. It's on the bottom of page one, the footnotes. Okay? The bottom of page one. Leich va'asafta et zikne Yisrael va'amart aleim Hashem, you see it as Seamus, be careful. Hashem elokei v'seichem nira elai elokei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, go and gather, God says to Moshe and Aaron, the elders of Israel, and say to them, Hashem, the God of your fathers, appeared to me, elokei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, which is the very words that Yosef uses when he dies, God will surely remember you, take you up from this land to the land he gave to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, lay more. What I'm revealing to you, the secret words, pakod pakadati eschem. V'esa asui lachem b'mitzrayim. God's message to the Jews is not ani zacharti eschem, not in that words, but rather the words that have been passed down from father to son for all these years, God's will surely redeem you. And right after Hashem says pakod pakadati, what is the next pasuk? Va'omer a'alaschem me'ani mitrayim al eretz haknani v'achiti v'amori v'aprizi v'achivi v'yivusi al eretz avat chalav udvash. So pakod pakadati is said in juxtaposition to the land flowing with milk and honey. When Yosef dies at the end of his life, he says, Pakod yivkod Elokim eschem, va'alaschem min ha'aretz hazot, ela aretz asher nisbala vosechem. Hashem will remember you and take you from this land to the promised land. And that's exactly what you see in next week's parsha. In Parak Gimel, Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, go get the Zkenim. But why are they going to believe that you're the Redeemer? Maybe you're a Shabbosai Tvi. Maybe you're a false Messiah. So how do I know? The magic words. Pakod pakadati asmi, but not only have I remembered, the very next sentence is, I'm taking you up from this land to the land of the seven nations, to the land that is flowing with milk and honey. And that's why the next pasuk says, Vishamu lekolacha. They will listen to your voice. Why will they listen? Because you follow the pattern of promise from the patriarchs on their deathbed. You will surely be remembered. You will take into the promised land. And therefore, God says, Vishamu l'kolacha, they will listen to your voice. And Rashi says, Vishamu l'kolacha. Does everyone know where I'm up to? Should be very clear. Footnote on page what? Bottom. The bottom of page one, there's a footnote, okay? I'm going through these three psukim on the bottom of page one, and now we're up to Rashi. Why will they listen to your voice, says Rashi? Mikavan shetomer lahem lashon zeh yishmu l'kolacha. You have to be very precise when you go to the slaves and the Zakenim and the Bnei Yisrael in Egypt and say the Redeemer's here. Precise language. With these exact words, they will listen to your voice. Why? Shekvar siman zeh masur biyadam miyakov v'miyosef. Because this sign is a misora in their hands all the way back to Yaakov and Yosef. Shebeloshon zeh heim nigalim. Because in this language, I'm in Rashi. We just went through Shemos Perkim, Obsukim Tet Zion through Yurchas, and now we're in Rashi. Shebeloshon zeh heim nigalim. With this language, what language? Two elements. One, pakod yivkod, and two, Eretz Yisrael. When the Redeemer comes and put these two messages together, now I know you're not a false Messiah. And who originated this Misora? Rashi says it beferish. I bought it for you. Shekvar siman zeh masur biadam me Yaakov mi Yosef. This sign has been handed down. What sign? That Eretz Yisrael is the promised land, and no other land is where we belong. With this language, these exact words, they will be redeemed. Yaakov Amar Lahem. Now here's something very interesting that the Daz Kaim is going to be touching upon. Rashi quotes, Yaakov said, V'alokim pakod yivkod eschem. Why is that interesting? If you're following the Shir, why is that interesting? Okay. That's very interesting, Mrs. Feiner. V'achar dvarim ha'ela v'elokim pakad. It's the Torah reading for Rosh Hashanah. It's Perchof Aleph and Bereishis. V'ashem pakad asara kasher amar. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. The 400 years of Galus Mitzrayim, says Bobby Feiner, begin with Leidas Yitzchak. If you keep your finger on the place or put your bookmark in, turn to page 94. Parachof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. V'Hashem pakad et Sarah. It's the Torah reading for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Kasher Amar, Vayas Hashem Masar Kasher Diber, Vatahar Vatelet Sar Lava Ben Liskunav, Lamoy Asher Diber Solakim, Vayikra Avim Shem Beno, Nololo, Asher Yalda Sarah Yitzchak. So with what did Sarah's conception of Yitzchak commence? With the word pakad. So actually, very, very beautiful, very, very nice. Very, very nice. So you're saying 23-1. 23-1 is not. 23-1 is Chai Sarah. 23-1 is the purchase of the Maris HaMechpelah. But it's right here in 21. It's Perchof Aleph, like I just showed you. So that's very nice, actually. It's beautiful. The whole conception of Yitzchak actually begins with this magic word. And Leidas Yitzchak is the beginning of the 400 years. So Golos of Inui Avdus Arba Meyoshana begins with Pakod, and it also ends with Pakod. Going back to the Rashi, I asked you a kasha. Why is it strange what Rashi just said? Yaakov Amar Lahem Velokim Pakod Yivkod Eschem. What's the problem with that? There's a lot of people here, yeah? I can hear Adina.
The real Sheba started after the brothers all died. If he wasn't, it's not they who are going to be remembered.
Could you tell me there? What did you say?
Yeah, the real Sheba started after the brothers died, so they won't be remembered.
No, but what's the problem with Rashi's statement? Yaakov Amar Lahem Velokim Pakod. Yaakov didn't say this.
Said it. Yeah,
someone else said it, so I didn't hear. Okay? I didn't hear. I just did a podcast on Sunday with Rabbi Eli Portal, who's a rabbi in Hafter. He has a podcast rolling with the punches, you know?
Yeah.
Yes? No? Maybe? Okay, so he interviews different people with, yes, I know you know Rabbi Eli Portal, different people about living with different disabilities. So if you want to know more about living with a hearing loss, stay tuned for when it comes out. Okay, so that's the problem. Who was the first person who said that I didn't hear? Just raise your hand. Who said it? Nobody wants to tell me. Fine. Whatever. Kol kavod. The problem is that we've been looking at the psukim. Yaakov said, Anochi meis, vasisei medi chasad v'emes, al nasik bereini b'mitzrayim. But we don't actually see in the text that Yaakov said the magic words. But according to Chazal, we don't learn Torah shebichtav without Torah shebaal peh. Then we'd be the Tzedukim. According, or Rachman al-San Christians who follow the Old Testament, according to Chazal, Yaakov did say, Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem, and that's why the Das Kanim says, Yosef said, Anochi Asekid Varacha. Yaakov said to Yosef, even though it's not written in the text, Elokim Pakod Yivkod Eschem, Yosef said, I will do like your words. I will tell the Bnei Israel on my deathbed, Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem. Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed to say, Pakod Pakadadi Eschem, in the name of God. I've surely remembered you. So let's just finish this Rashi. Yaakov Amar Lahem Velokim Pakod Yivkod Eschem. Yosef Amar Lahem Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem. And when Moshe comes, he's instructed to say, God will, has remembered you with these magic words. And I really like what Bobby Feiner added. Beautiful. Very, very nice. That actually Sarah's remembrance begins with Vashem Pakad et Sarah. Vayas Hashem Lasar Kasher Diber Lamoid. I forgot the rest of the pasuk. It's 21:1, like I showed you inside. So now we go back to the middle of the Das Kanim, which we're in the middle of. Okay, we're still on page one. For those who turned over, we're still on page one. Let's go to the Das Kanim. Anochi Asa Kidvaracha. So now we understand. Medrash, I'm starting Das Kanim from the beginning instead of starting in the middle. Just like you, Yaakov, command me, I will command my brothers on my deathbed. And so we find Yosef said to his brothers, God will surely remember you. V'nirla d'lehei nicha, and it appears to be that it is good to say, like Rashi explained in Ve'el Shmos, which we just went through the Pesukim in Rashi, Shesimon zem asur bi'adam mi'Yakov u'mi'Yosef. So this secret message was passed from Yaakov, even though it's not in the Pshat, to Yosef, from Yosef to the brothers, and ultimately through all the generations to Moshe appeared. Shebeloshon zed de pakod yivkod, yihiyu nigalim. They knew with these magic words they would be redeemed. Sharev matzinu she Yosef amar pakod yivkod elokim eschem. We find at the end of Yosef's life, he says to his brothers, God will surely redeem you. Va'amar hacha she Yosef amar she yase kidver Yaakov. And we see here that Yosef said to his father, I will do like your words. So the Hishavali is something else, according to the Das Kanim. Hishavali is swear you will carry out my request. Anochi Asa Kedvaracha is I will learn from your words, Misora and promise and secret password to pass down. The Imkein Gam Yaakov Amar Bitsava, and then it has to be that Yaakov said in his spiritual will, Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem, even though it's not in the text. So what's very nice is we see it by the conception of Yitzchak, in Sarah. Then we see from the Mefarshim that Yaakov said it. He transmitted it. Yosef said it. He transmitted, and that's why in Parak Gimel, Pasuk Yurchas of Shemos, Vishamu Lekol Lecha, they will listen to you because you know the secret language. Balaturim. Okay. Kanainaha. The Balaturim. Turn the page. Oh no, wait, turn the Chumash. Go to the end of Vayechi, please. Page 288. Okay, 288. So now let's look at Yosef's last request. Pasachov Dalad. Vayomer Yosef el Achav, Anochi Meis, Velokim Pakod Yivkodaschem, Vahel Aschem in Artsazos, Ela Artsosher Nishba La Avram Liyatschakuli Yaakov. Isn't that amazing? When Moshe comes, Pakod Pakadati Aschem. And the second pasuk was, they're going to a land of Zabah, Chalav, Udvash. So this is the secret passage. By Yashba, like his father, Yosef makes the brothers take an oath. Elohim will surely remember you. And when you get out of here, take my bones up with you. So now let us look at the Baal Turim. Anochi Meis. Baal Turim, Darshan's Chumash. He was the tour. He was a Rishon. Very much by Gematria, Roshe Tevos, Sofe Tevos. A lot of Gematria in the Baal Turim. So the Baal Turim says, Anochi Meis, Elohim Pakod Yivkod Aschem. Perush. Anochi Basar Vedam. I am but flesh and blood, Yosef is saying to his brothers. Hayom kan umachar bekever. Man is here today, and he is gone tomorrow. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu melech chai v'kayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the living and everlasting King. Hu yifkod aschem. He will remember you. I've been able to sustain you for 80 years, but now I'm gone. And there will be no human being who can ultimately guarantee anything. But Hashem, who is the Kal Melech, Chai V'Kayam, He will remember you. V'Ramesh Chnei Pa'amim Pei Pei. In saying Pakod Yivkod, there were two Peis. Pakod Yivkod, they each have a Pei. Why double Pei? What's the Gematria of Pei? 80. The Gematria of Pei is 80. Peirush, Shekishem Shemalachti Pei Shanim. Kach yavol lachem goal ben shmonim shana. It's a remez to two pays. The pay, the 80 years that Yosef was viceroy, he stood before Paro in Perak Mem Aleph, Miketz, at the age of 30. He dies at the age of 110. Just like I was ruler for 80 years, that's the first pay. Yifkod, the second pay refers to who? The Redeemer who will come when he is 80 years old. Who's that? Moshe. Inami, or you could say, Yifkod Loshon Chisron. Yifkod means something is missing. What does it mean, something is missing? Kemo lo nifkod mimenu ish brings you a proof from Sefer Bamidbar, no man from us is missing. So perhaps yifkod refers to something missing. What does that mean? Remez, it's an illusion. Minyan pakod. What's the gematria of pakod? Pei is 80, kuf is 100, that's 180. Vav and dal is another 10, that's 190. So the gematria, I gave it to you in the footnote. So the gematria of pakod is 190. Chaser me arba meot shana v'yishar redu. If you minus pakod from 400, 400 minus 190 is left with how many years? 210. How many years were they in Egypt out of the 400 years? 210. So this is very classic Baal Turim, the way he darshans Chumash. So we learned a few things from this Baal Turim. One, I'm flesh and blood. Here today, gone tomorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is forever and eternal, will remember you. Furthermore, two pays in Pakod Yivkod, a double lashon. One, Yosef was viceroy for 80 years. Two, the Redeemer will come at 80 years old. That's Moshe. Or another pshat is take the gematria of Pakod, which we did together, minus it from 400. Ger Yezerecha Arba Meot Shana V'Avodun V'Inum Osav. I said the pasuk backwards. Va'avadum v'inu osam arba meot shana. V'gam esagoy she'evodu dan anochi. It's from the Brishkin of Sarim, Perek Tasvava Bereshus. So minus pakod, the secret password, from 400, and you're left with 210 years, which is the amount of time that they were in Egypt. Rabbeinu Bechaya. Excuse me, I'm sorry. One second. Okay, Rabbeinu B'chaya says as follows. The Chumash says that Yosef, look inside the Chumash. First he talks to his brothers. In Pasuk Chaf Dalet, it says, V'yomer Yosef el Achav. Yosef says to his brothers. In Pasuk Chaf Hey, he makes the Bnei Yisrael take an oath, which indicates a more global community than just his 11 brothers. So Rabbeinu B'chaya says, Vayash B'Yosef as Bnei Yisrael. He already said to his brothers, so who's he talking to now? If he said it to his brothers in his previous pasuk, it must mean he's referring to somebody else. Hayah HaKasuv Roi Lomer Vayash B'Yosef as Achav. The Torah should have said, Yosef made his 11 brothers take an oath. That's not what it says. Ela melamed sheyishpia l'chol mishahu mibnei Yisrael va'afilu ha'asidim lehios. Yosef is not only talking to those 11 brothers who are around his deathbed, and he's not only talking only to the Bnei Yisrael who are alive at that time. He's talking to the entire nation of Israel, even those who would be in the future. Asidim lehios. Va'amar lahem, and he's saying to all of them, Pakod yivkod Elokim eschem. God will surely remember you. V'lakach yishtadel Moshe Rabbeinu alav hasham, shahalah es atzmosav, v'chashash v'shvuaso shal Yosef. That's when Moshe took it upon himself to be busy with getting Yosef's bones. Even though Yosef didn't make Moshe take an oath, Yosef actually obligated the entire nation. So whoever had the yecholus in his hand from the entire nation was obligated. Another reason that we know, because Moshe's from Levi, Levi was instrumental in the sale. But Lemaisa, here Rabbeinu B'chaya is telling you something else. The whole nation, even those who were not born at this time, because Moshe wasn't born yet, are obligated by this oath to take Joseph's bones out of Egypt. Like the pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo ki hashbea hishbia es bnei Yisrael." Moshe took the bones of Yosef because Yosef made who take an oath? Not his brothers. You have to be very careful when you learn chumash at the lashon of the pesukim. The oath was not his brothers. The oath was the entire nation, and that's why Moshe did it. Like Yosef made the children of Israel take an oath, "Bi'er hakasuv ki bimpnei hashvua." Because of the oath that Moshe put upon the whole nation, he took the bones, ki'ilu Yosef yishpia b'zo, as if Yosef had made him himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, take an oath. V'hine zacha Yosef, sheyala Moshe Rabbeinu lavasham es atzmosa b'uchlosa. Yosef was worthy for Moshe to take up his bones in a great mass of people. I just spent Monday a couple of hours, mamash, maybe more than 2 hours, I don't know, cleaning up my desk. It's always clean and neat, but just going through old articles that I saved, old papers, just really cleaning up. So I came across the excerpt from Hamodia when Rav Aaron Leib Steinman Zatzal was nifter. It was just his yurtzeit, Chof Dalet Kislev, his fifth yurtzeit. So I found the excerpt from the paper when he was nifter. So I was looking through it, rereading the articles, but the masses of the people in the streets, how it was every corner, you know, the aerial view, there was throngs and throngs of people to give cover to the Gadol. So here, Yosef was worthy that when his bones were taken up, there were also masses of people who gave cover the mace. Like the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, when the bones of Yosef that Bnei Yisrael took out from Egypt were buried in Shechem. Shaharei biyadua ki mishpat ha-leviyah bekruaso shel tzadik hu be'achlosa. Because it's already known. Now, when it comes to a levaya of a righteous person, it's bekavadik to do it amongst the throngs. Shehu shishim ribo, which is how many people the Bnei Yisrael were, which is 600,000, to give cover the mace. And therefore, Yosef was worthy that when Moshe took up his bones, it was amongst 600,000 man Jews, because this was a great cover to him. And to the Gemara, from Maseches Megillah, comparing the tzaddik to Torah. The Gemara says, just like the Torah was given in Shishim Ribui Aleph Yisrael, so too was taken from them. Okay, I don't want to get into it. When the crowns were taken away, I don't have time. Lamaisa, Yosef was honored with a great kavod, and there were masses of people when he was buried and taken up. Take my bones out from this place. No way. Do not leave me in Egypt. Like he said to his father, Anochi Asek Kedvaracha, you tell me to take you out of here, I'm going to tell them to take me out of here. Yesha Perishu ki kol sheva v'sheva ha'alu atzmos hashvatim. Kegon shetomar sheva reuven ha'alu atzmos reuven avihan. Sheva Yehuda ha'alu atzmos Yehuda avihan. V'chein kol sheva v'sheva. Not only was Yosef taken out of Egypt, but there is a Mesorah that every Sheva went to take the remains of their forefather, the father of that Sheva, and ensure Kavura and Eretz Yisrael. So Sheva Reuven took the bones of Reuven. Sheva Yehuda took the bones of Yehuda the person. And so too each and every tribe. Because where do we belong? And if we can't get it in life, where do we belong? In Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, I'm going to end with the following insight. It's the last source on your handout, please. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. This is amongst the kolos of Bichu Kosai. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. I will remember my covenant with Yaakov. V'av es brisi Yitzchak, and also my covenant with Yitzchak. V'av es brisi Avram, and also my covenant with Avram. Ezkor, I will remember. V'ha'aretz ezkor. Pasuk from the middle of the kolos, which is telling you a sort of nechama. God says, don't worry, I'm never going to totally forget you. I will remember my covenant with Avram and with Yitzchak and with Yaakov, out of order in this pasuk. V'ha'aretz ezkor. I'm ending with a quote from the Sefer Parparos LaTorah. It's a Hebrew language Sefer on insights into Chumash. Beautiful. So instead of just telling it to you, I'm actually going to quote the Lashon. I want you to hear it. And I will translate. HaChacham HaYerushalmi, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, the wise man from Jerusalem, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap. He was a Talmud of Rav Kook. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Harav. He was also the Rav of Shari Chesed neighborhood. He lived from 1882 to 1951. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap darshins this pasuk as follows. Masbir Seder HaZechiros HaAvos Kam B'derech Haba. He explains this pasuk. V'zacharti esbrisi Yaakov, v'af esbrisi Yitzchak, v'af esbrisi Avram eskor, v'aretz eskor. What is God saying, and how will the redemption come? V'zacharti esbrisi Yaakov, im yagiu b'nei Yisrael l'madrega social Yaakov avinu, if b'nei Yisrael reach the madrega, the spiritual level of Yaakov, shehigia l'siya hashlemus b'toro v'maisim tovim. Yaakov was the each tam. It doesn't mean simple man. He was tmimus. He was perfect. He was complete. He was the man of Torah. If B'nai Yisrael reached the degree of Shlemus in Torah and Maisim Tovim, like Yaakov Avidu, Vadai Sheyiruim the Geula. So of course they are worthy for redemption. So the Pasuk begins, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. If you're on the Madrega of Torah and Maisim Tovim and Shlemus of Yaakov Avinu, of course I'll redeem you. Let's say we're not on that madrega. Ulam yesh lo im lo yagil le madrega zu. Uh-oh, we're not on that madrega. What are we going to do? V'yigalu rak mesiras nefesh al kedushas Hashem. But we haven't forgotten we're Jews, and we're willing to be moser nefesh on kiddush Hashem. Hi bechinas Yitzchak avinu. This is the midah, the essence of Yitzchak. Shenisnas about kedal gabay mizbech. He was bound. He was ready to be Moser Nefesh, a Jew, to give up his life. Gam az yunis karim fnei Hashem. Hashem will remember us. We will be remembered before God, like the Pasuk says. Va'af es brisi Yitzchak. So look at your hand up, please. Some people look confused. Nobody should look confused. Really. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, says Rav Yaakov. Look on your hand out. I gave you the Pasuk, so this is not like I'm not telling you anything that's not right in front of you to see. Why does the pasuk go in this order, says Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap Zatzal? It begins with, I remember the covenant of Yaakov. In what schus will you be redeemed? If you emulate the life of Yaakov, a life of Shlemus in Torah, Midos Tovos, and Maisim Tovos, of course you'll be redeemed. But let's say we're not on that Madrega, and we only reach the Madrega of Yitzchak. What's the Madrega of Yitzchak? We're still willing to be Moser Nefesh, to give up our lives as Jews, like Yitzchak, who was tested on the Akedah. Then Hashem will remember us. Let's say we don't reach that level either. Let's say we don't reach the level where we're willing to be Moser Nefesh for keeping the Torah. And all we have no Bein Adam L'makom left so much. But we still Bein Adam L'chaveiro. And we still have Chesed and Tzedakah that we do with each other. He bechinas Avram Avinu. That was the strength of Avram Avinu, the Bechinas Chesed. Now will Hashem remember us? Shabbato, Shabbeso haya pasuach lirvacha l'chol over orach. Avram Avinu's house was open to everybody. He embodied the mitzvah of Chesed and Tzedakah. Then gam az yala zichronam hatov l'knei Hashem. Hashem will remember us in the shchus of Chesed that we do. Kakasuv av esbusi Avram eskar. He's explaining the order of the pasuk. And what will get us out of Galus? If you're like Yaakov, Shalem in Torah, Maisim Tovim, of course I'll remember you. I'd say you're not like that. But you still hold on to some connection. You know you're a Jew. You're ready to be Moser Nefesh for Torah, like Yitzchak, I'll remember you. You don't have that anymore. And all you have is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Chesed and Tzedakah, like Avram, whose tent was open to all, I'll remember you. V'imchas v'shalom. Yerdu Yisrael l'deyota hatachtona. Batachum shebein Adam l'makom, batachum shebein Adam l'chaviru. We fall so low in the galus. We're on the lowest level, bein Adam l'makom, and in bein Adam l'chaviru. V'timtza behem maila tova echas. There's only one maila left. We're not like Yaakov, we're not perfect in Torah, Maisim Tovim. We're not like Yitzchak, we forget to be Moser Nefesh for Torah and Hashem. We're not even like Avram. We're not even so nice to each other anymore. And we're not even so Osek in Chesed and Tzedakah. And we don't have Bein Adam L'Chaveiro much. And we don't have much Bein Adam L'Makom. How are we going to get out of here? Are we ever going to get out of here? How does the Pasuk end? Va'aretz Eskor. If you only have one Maila Tova left, Shehem Shavim al Eretz Ha'avos, Lahachayos Eshim Mal Seha, Velivnos Es Hariso Seha. If the only Maila we have left is that we return to the land of the Avos to live and bring to life her destroyed places and to rebuild her destroyed places, Gam Az Yachus Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even then, the Almighty will have mercy upon us. The Achish Eskulasam, he will hurry the redemption. The Haaretz Eskar, and the land I will remember. I wish everybody a wonderful, meaningful of Shabbos and a week of Besuras Tovos. Thank you so much to all. Kol Tov. Thank you.